A well-known holiday firm in Britain has agreed to change its working practices and culture after the Equality and Human Rights Commission there became aware of discriminatory practices, including an undesirable guest list for those with Irish accents and Irish surnames. Early last year, the commission received information from a whistleblower employed by Pontins, alleging the company operated a discriminatory booking policy aimed at excluding members of the travelling community. iNews Media reports this lunchtime that it has seen a copy of the list includes dozens of common Irish names: Boyle, Delaney, Gallagher, McMahon. Well, for more on this, we're not joined now by Alistair Pringle, who's Executive Director at the Equality and Human Rights Commission. A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Pringle, and thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. Just tell us a bit more about the background to this case, how you became aware of what was going on.
Sure. Hello. Thank you for having me on. Yes, as you say, we were contacted by a whistleblower back in February 2020, and they raised some concerns about some of the policies and practices that were being undertaken by Pontins, which they thought were potentially discriminatory. So we've had a look into this, and in fact, some of the practices that were involved were refusing any bookings that were made by people with an Irish accent or surname. You've already listed some of the names. The list is quite long, and there must be about 30 different names on there, on the list that was passed out to the call centre who take all the bookings. So there was this list of names, and they were titled undesirable guests. There's also a policy which banned holiday makers from arriving in commercial vehicles, and that was kind of potentially to, or specifically to exclude gypsy traveller communities from arriving in its holiday parks. So we were concerned. I mean, gypsy and traveller communities are a protected racial group under the Equality Act. So that was specifically where our interest arose from, and this to us was direct discrimination.
It's quite extraordinary. I mean, it seems like a throwback to the what you'd heard of the 1950s, where, you know, people would see, you know, signs on accommodation, no Irish need apply. What did Pontins have to say about this?
Pontins have accepted that they were not acting lawfully, and we have engaged them in a formal agreement. So that's one of our powers under the Equality Act. That would kind of be our first approach, is to say, if you recognise that what you're doing is wrong, then enter into a formal agreement and we'll sort out actions to address this discrimination. So they're going to conduct an investigation into this list of undesirable guests to identify where it came from and make sure appropriate actions are taken. They're going to be providing enhanced training on the law, on equality law for their staff, and appointing champions.
But presumably, Alistair, this wasn't something that was devised, among the staff who were taking these calls. This was something that was put together by, you know, middle or senior management.
It was clearly a policy. It was clearly a set of policies and practices. So, yeah, this wasn't about one or two individuals deciding that they thought this was a bad thing. This is clearly policy and practice, and that's why we're interested in looking at it as an issue across the whole organisation. So, yeah, they need to take a pretty fundamental look at how these policies and practices arose, why anyone thought they were acceptable in the first place. And as I say, kind of a formal agreement which we'll be monitoring for the next 12 months to make sure actions taken that eradicates this discrimination.
And just finally, did you come across any Irish people who were victims, if I can use that term, of this?
Not specifically. No. I mean, it's the undesirable list is something that we were aware of in terms of other kind of gypsy traveller communities, in particular, having flagged in the past in things like kind of different campsites, but we didn't have any kind of specific Irish people coming along saying we have been barred from, as far as I'm aware,
from Pontins. They've promised to mend their ways. Alistair Pringle from the Equality and Human Rights Commission in Britain, thank you very much for that.